I'm saying one word of halacha today first, because I know otherwise with you guys, and then I got a good story to tell you, but first, I don't know what to do about this. Huh? No, especially if now you know.
I'm surprised, the walls went down, now we start halacha.
That's it, this is, now we go back to learning. No? That's it. It's unbelievable. When did they take this all down? They made like a major party. What?
It was the Super City campaign. You don't need
battle? He asked you first. So, and his team.
Yeah, but I'm a center.
I'm on your father's team. You saw my name there? I'm on the same paper with dad.
How
much did
you raise?
Huh?
How much
did
you raise?
I don't know how much we raised. I could take off my hat, or you guys are mocked with it? You guys are mocked with it. That's great. Okay, listen, I want to say one thing of halacha first. I have a suffix about something. I don't know what to do. I'll explain to you my suffix, right? Does it bother you guys? If it doesn't, it doesn't bother me. But if it bothers you, then we'll tell him to go over there. But, I don't mind. What?
Yeah, what happened to our fish guy?
Yeah, remember the fish guy? Are you shiny yet?
He was quiet, though.
He was great. He was part of the show. He knew exactly what was going on. Right? He knew exactly what he used to come here just for this year. You all know that. He's one of us.
Yeah,
so he knows what's going on. So it says like this. No, I have a big suffix. I'm not sure what to do about it. Right? No, it does bother me. Can I get him out of here?
Who's going to be that guy?
I'll be the guy. I'm not afraid of anyone except me. I have a big suffix. I'm not sure what to do about this suffix. It's a big shiloh. There's a bracha on a rainbow. Okay, this is a bracha on a rainbow. It's in Mefurshe Gemara. The Shulchan brings it down. It's like the whole simon here. Reish Chav Tes. Haroya Keshes. If you see a rainbow, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kein Mechalam, Zeich HaBris, Nema Bebrisa, Kaim B'mamaroi. And you're not allowed to look at a rainbow. A rainbow, boy. You're not allowed to look at a rainbow. Osel Estakel B'viyosa. Now, I don't know what to do. It says over here, the Mishabura, why are you not allowed to look at a rainbow? Because it shows, you know, the Shechina, this is the presence of the Shechina, and you're like looking into the Shechina. I don't fully understand what I'm saying, but that's what it says, right? You're looking into the Shechina and something like, but there's more. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam, whenever he's Kivyachol, he's angry, Kivyachol, and he wants to bring, you know, so he brings a rainbow, and the rainbow reminds him, Kivyachol, not to get angry and not to destroy the world and whatever. So listen to Mishabura. You're not even supposed to tell a friend that there's a rainbow, because you're not supposed to tell somebody bad news. You know, people get into the mahalach all day long now. Everything you tell, bad news. I have a certain person who loves to tell me every single day who died, right? And, you know, who's going to die? And it's not, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to tell people bad news. What's included in bad news? Lomavai, of course, you can't tell people somebody died, and you can't tell people, you can't tell somebody there's a rainbow out there, because that's some bad news. Now, I didn't know what to do, because there was a rainbow when I walked in today. Now, I'm not allowed to tell you that, right? But I'll tell you what my suffix is. I wanted to tell you the rainbow, because I wanted you to see the rainbow. Why did I want you to see the rainbow? Don't look yet, otherwise I'll get out there. Why? And I'm not even allowed to tell you. Forget about look. You're allowed to look. You're just not allowed to be mistakel on enough, you know. But you're allowed to look to make the bracha, and that's it. But I can't tell you. Why? Because I'm telling you bad news. Now, I want to tell you about this rainbow because I want to teach you halacha. Because the Be'er Halacha over here has a suffix. He says, this halacha that you make a bracha on a rainbow, right? Loinus Bayerim Be'in and Daf Geshire Betmunas Keshes. He's not sure if when you make the bracha on a rainbow, it's only if you see the whole entire rainbow. Or even if you see half of the rainbow. Now that rainbow that I saw over there is over the Arabs, right? And part of it gets blocked. He's angry at them. I mean, everybody is. Part of it gets blocked. And I imagine there's a full rainbow there. I just can't see it. Is that the Bir? That's why I wanted you to see it. Is that the Bir Halacha suffix? Or does Bir Halacha know? It means like this. Avada, if there's a half a rainbow that's blocked by a building, then Avada can make the bracha on it. Right? What's a suffix? A suffix is sometimes you have a half a rainbow only. Right? It's only, you know, it's only like like halfway the rainbow in B'mitzias, and you don't get the whole entire thing. I would imagine that his lashon is very difficult. Elayin is byrin bayinim dafka shirei b'tmunas kashes. You have to see chatzi goyrin. You know, you have to see a half a circle, or look at this. Yes, my kasha. Im kashesu kechatzi goyrin agula. So what do you need tragi kalas for? You have the dershu. Im kashesu kechatzi agula el shuayin roya el chat. Mamish my child. Rav Yashiv says you do make the bracha. Ah, very good. Rav Yashiv says if you would only see half of it, but it's all there. You're just seeing half of it. So then you make the bracha.
Is it cloudy?
Oh, Meidach Rechaim Kanievsky says not to make the bracha. Tzarech L'Reis is Kula Kedei L'Varech Alav. Right? No, it's not that it's cloudy. If it would be cloudy, it might be that the rainbow doesn't exist. It's that there's a building blocking, right? There's like a mosque or a gas station, all the same thing, right? That's blocking over there. What? So I got a paskin downstairs not to make the bracha. Why? Because I don't know the bracha by heart. so I paskin to make a bracha, and that, so how come I didn't run in and get a sitter and whatever? Because it's not there. I realized it's like there. So I would have had to, you know what I'm saying? I would have had to go down and back around and whatever. And, right. So I don't know. But I had to tell you this halacha because you got to know the halacha. There's another thing. Somebody once asked me, it's by Niagara Falls. Apparently, by Niagara Falls, there's a constant rainbow. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? What? Yeah, it's true? But no. So would you make the bracha on that? Not angry at them, they're smoking pot the whole time. You know, just chilling. But if he's... I heard it's like a real... So, no, the scientists, right? They say it's the same thing, the protons and croutons and all these things. The same way that this comes from the mist and whatever is that, right? But it's not mistaber to make the bracha on that, right? If something is always there... It's not mistaber that's a simon of God's anger. I mean, I guess he doesn't like Cuomo.
Maybe the Spritz fans also make the rainbow.
Nobody does. What?
The Spritz fans also make rainbows.
They'll make that kind of rainbow?
Yeah.
Really?
You can make your own rainbow.
Don't play God.
Okay. Science projects at centers. She's in Arsatara. What? No, this is very... No, it's not mistaber to me make a bracha on that. I have a different shaila. Are you allowed to look at that one? The issur of looking, what's the issur of looking at a rainbow? The issur is because you're seeing the Shekhinah. Maybe this is like some beauty that... So it says you just look and make the bracha. You don't like stare, right? It's not like, you know, Shemir Seinayim in a rainbow. You know, it's like, But, all right, now I can tell you stories. Good. Anybody has a question on rainbow? I did mine. I said I taught you halacha and now I'll tell you stories. Right. Any rainbow stories? I don't have any rainbow stories. What stories should I?
Leprechauns?
Oh, that's what? South Africa?
Meeting the queen.
Let's see Robbie's
story. I met the queen. I told you guys that I met the queen. Actually, she walks around saying, I met Chucky Callis. But, so I have a few thoughts here, okay? And then I'll tell you a story. Okay, so this morning, you know, I don't sleep on Thursday nights. I used to stay up and go to Kevin Rochel. Now they won't let me in, right? But I learn on Thursday nights, and you know, I'm tired usually Friday morning, and I'm moody. I used to get a coffee here also, right? And something is
Sammy left.
It's always Sammy left. Right? I used to get a coffee over here. I used to enjoy coming here for that coffee. Just make me a freshly brewed coffee, Derech Agav. Right? I'm not hinting to anything with 2.5 sugars. So he. I was tired this morning, and I'm in the shul, and you read this like paper. I know these vaccine things are very like you know sensitive, right? And you become a little girly about them. And I don't know which one of you are anti-vaxxers and whatever. But I just want to tell you what I read this morning that you know that bothered me a little bit. It bothered me a little bit. It's like 6:30 in the morning, you know, and the guy who's davening for the Amid is the guy that feels that Chazar Sashat should take a very long time. You know, and he feels like he's the Chazan, you know, on Yom Kippur, and during Musaf, you know. And it's 6:30 in the morning, I didn't sleep the whole night. You know. And I only have like an hour and a half to sleep afterward, and then I get the shiur after, you know, and I know I'm not getting a coffee here either. And I just realized I forgot to wear the other glasses. Okay, you know, and then, you know, so I'm reading this paper, and this paper tells you, it's 6:30 in the morning, when you're tired, like, this could be a good kasha. Maybe it's a good kasha. Listen to the kasha. The kasha is like this. The kasha is, is that, did you ever think, when people write things with such confidence and such aggression, you know, did you ever think, now before I continue, I just need to know how sensitive I'm allowed to be. Who's an anti-vaxxer over here? But even if you are, am I allowed to just like hack for a minute or no? Yeah? I can hack for a minute? Okay. Because I don't care what you do. As long as my wife takes it and me and her have matching tails, I don't really care what the rest of you guys do, okay? Right? But just the concept is what bothers me. The hashkafic concept. I don't care if you do vaccine, though. I just care about the hashkafic concept. I'm reading this, and it says like this. It says, did you ever wonder that the first country that vaccinated is the English, right? And it's the first country that had the English mutation. You ever wonder that? And you're reading this at like 6:30 in the morning, and right, you hear Baruch Atanu, right? He's waiting for you to say his name, right? You know, that's a really good kasha, right? So what's the answer? What's the answer? So they just write like dot dot dot, and you know, and there's a picture of a guy with a tail, right? And you know the massive, right? Right. So what's their answer? So there, no. What's the answer?
Vaccine.
What? Oh, very good. So vice to place, like this, to get the vaccine, and then that guy, you know, got corona, whatever, and then the vaccine mutated the corona. This is like a dream for them, right? Because until then, they were just saying it's going to turn you into a woman, right? Or it's going to, like, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be walking down the street and you're like, back, okay? And now this is Gvaldik. The vaccine is going to cause corona, right? This is something they never even dreamed of, okay? And it's Gvaldik. So it must be he took it. He got corona, which you can get it after the first one and even the second one for a fun couple of days and whatever. And now it mutated this new form of corona. And that's what, right? It's Gvaldik. It's a Gvaldik malach, right? This is when you're not thinking and it's 6:30 in the morning, right? What is a, how's a tired dikashkafetikiyid? I don't care if you take the vaccine, but what's the real answer to the kasha? What's the real answer to the kasha? What's takip shah? But so maybe there's someone called God, right? Let me explain to you, right? One day you guys are either all gonna learn Torah, right? And all day long, or you're gonna, you know, you're gonna work, right? And why are you gonna work? Why are you gonna work? Why are you gonna work? The Teretz is, because you have to make money. Why do you have to make money? Because you guys are gonna call it a shtadlis, right? You're gonna shake it like a big lulav, and a shtadlis, but you're gonna go and make money because you feel that's a shtadlis. Right? What happens when you make money? So then you start to feel like, koichi ve'oitzim yadi. That means that I'm the one who's making money. And that's a nisayin. Because you got to make money. Because you guys got to make money. Right? Mitzat sheni, you know, you have to realize that Hashem is giving you the money. And that's going to be a constant job in life, is to come to the realization that I got to make money because I got to support my family and whatever. But then you have to realize who's giving you the money. And the nafkamina is, you know, how you're going to act with your money and if you're going to be benevolent with your money and give to other people, whatever, right? But and to constantly have emuna. But does that mean that therefore you shouldn't make money? No, it means you're going to make money and that you have to have the ishtadlis to make money. And then you also have to have the brains to, you know, there's an assayin always, and you're going to have to realize the money came from Shemayim, right? So now let's go back a step. God made this machla, and he also made this vaccine, right? Now, when you take the vaccine, what happens inevitably? Inevitably, you stop, you know, God's not in the picture anymore, right? Because now we're okay, we don't need God. Right? So let's go in a Torah mind and think what just happened over here. So the first country in the world that has the vaccine now is the first country, you know, the front page of the London Times, when the vaccine came out, said something like this: we have conquered corona. You idiot. You haven't conquered corona, right? You can't conquer corona, right? But we have conquered corona. So maybe, you know, a few days later, they forgot, you know, Pasha, like, you know, this is like the sequel of the Boston Tea Party, right? They forgot to buy the vaccine. Ah. They only bought the first one. Ah. Big mess up, English a cup, right? But, you know, So you understand that maybe that's the Torah Dikashkaf over here. Avada, you know, when you believe in God, so then God maybe brought the vaccine. Maybe the Shtadlis is yes. I'm not caring if you do or not. But maybe the Shtadlis says you're supposed to take the vaccine, right? But now there's going to be an Asayin. Now you'll forget about all the Tshuva and Mais and Toivim, and the whole thing will be over, and the whole thing was like, you know, Baruch Hashem, Kechaloyim Ya'uf, it's all gone. Right? And now all that's left is what? Is the memories of corona. Hopefully it'll be, for some of us, we'll you know, we can put it behind us and whatever. So then maybe Maybe that's the answer. England is the first place that got the vaccine. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent their mutation to show them that, I still run the show and whatever. I'm just trying to show you, why am I telling you this? This little thing is a muscle. A lot of times you read things, right, and you get enamored, you get blown away of like something that like sounds intelligent, and it can really be incredibly stupid, right? And if you have a Tayyidika, Oygin, Oygin is like your Oyrin, Oyrin are your ears. Oyrin, ears, or like an ear, right? Oygin are your eyes. If you have Tayyidika eyes, so then when you're going to see something like that, you're going to realize that this is Krum, right? This is Krum. This is a big important insight in life that, you look at certain things. Like for example, I think you all know that the New York Times follows me on Torah Anytime. You guys know that? Because last night at Shabbos, I spoke about Rechayim Kanievsky, right? And it was out of nowhere. Everyone's asking me, why did I speak about Rechayim Kanievsky? I had no idea myself, right? Just like my wife even said, what's going on, Rechayim? Why are you speaking about this? I said, I don't know. It's like shtickle clickbait. All you have to do is put up a sign in the mirror, Chaim Kanievsky, and 200 Bokrim show up, right? Stories about Rechayim. Oh, let's go, party, right? So, and then Sunday morning, the front page of the New York Times was, Chaim Kanievsky, and they trashed him. I think you all know, or you guys don't know what's going on in the world. Totally trashed him. It said that for some, he's the king of the Torah and Klal Yisrael, and for some, he's the villain of Corona. Front page of the New York Times with a picture. That's got a very nice picture. If anyone gets it, just hang it up in your room. Like a great picture, right? And they trashed him. And you read this, you read the Ashkafa, and you read their attitude. And there's a lot of things in that, liberal kikes that are writing New York Times, right? That sound intelligent. But then if you read it with I'm upset about one thing, to be honest with you. They trashed him in a lot of ways. They said he doesn't have the ability to really hear. They write like this. They're right. The guy doesn't even know how to make a cup of tea. So when we say it, we say it like this, right? Chaim doesn't even know how to make a cup of tea. At the end of the day, it's a different niggin, right? Right? The guy doesn't even know how to make a cup of tea, right? But he should be running the whole glider. The guy doesn't even know how to make a cup of tea. He's running the whole glider. It's like a whole different niggin, right? No, but you have to know. So the one thing I'm most bothered by is they write like this. They write that this is a person that studies the Torah for 17 hours a day, right? Dirt in their mouth, right? That's the biggest bizayin in the whole entire article. Of course, now he's only able to learn 17 hours a day because now, Maisa, he answers all the shilas of Klal Yisrael, and he's also 90 years old, or whatever, right? And so, Mamela, but to write like that, there's a busha. Rechayim used to learn shifts of 36 straight hours. 36 straight hours, and then obviously he would daven in between, whatever, and then he would sleep, and then he would go back, right? So chutzpah, that's the biggest bizayin in the whole entire article, that he learns 17 hours a day. 17 hours a day is like a kinderspiel. Rechayim once had a kasha, somebody once asked Rechayim a kasha on the Gemara. I asked Rechayim a kasha on the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Brachas that you all know. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that the Chassidim Rishayim, you all know the Gemara, the Chassidim Rishayim, they used to daven for 3 hours. They used to have an hour before where they would prepare for davening. There was an hour afterward where they would, they didn't want to have a crash landing. So they would, and then the actual davening took an hour. That's 3 hour davening, shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv. Some of us, that's the amount of davening of the whole week, or right? Week, a month, right? But they would daven for 9 hours in a day. So the Gemara asked the Kasha. So the Gemara says that me'acha, that they were chassidim, right? Me'acha, that they were chassidim. Toirasam, what happened with their Torah? Because when in the world did they learn Torah, right? So the Gemara says, because how are you going to learn? If you learn the 9 hours a day you're davening, so when are you going to learn? So the Gemara says that Maisa, because they were chassidim, so whatever amount of Torah they learned was nishtamer by them. Like Kivyachal, they didn't even have to chazer. They would just go right in because they had so much tefillah, and so the Torah went in. So I asked Reb Chaim Kasha like this. As it's still a Maisa, it's still a Pella, right? I asked him, how do they have a right to daven for 9 hours? This is my kasha. You like my kasha? Just say yes. It gives me chizik. Right? No, it's not a good kasha. Right? My kasha was, how do they have a right to daven for 9 hours? Let's say a person wants to come and take a lulav for 9 hours. Does he have a right to do that? We know that, any Torah loses to every mitzvah because Torah is given on Masa Kayim, right? But, There comes a point where we tell a person, if a person says the word mesvei for 37 hours, is he doing the right thing? You know, there are some yeshivas like that, right? You know, if a person davens for 9 hours, is he doing the right thing? So I was asking like a halacha shaila. If a person wants to daven and he's just like, it's a bit too much, do we say it's a bit too much or not? I was asking it like that. A guy's going to learn for 9 hours, he's only going to wind up learning for 3 hours. That's how I asked the question. He's going to learn for 3 hours. So I hear it'll be mishtamer. But so is that a true... So he looked at me. No, they didn't learn for 3 hours, right? They learned for 12 hours. Huh? He said, "Yeah, the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin. Everybody knows that the Goyin slept for 2 hours a night, right? So do it. It's all shy. How the Goyin did it? They do an hour, and then 4 hours, and then an hour, whatever, right? But the Goyin, so he said that these Chassidim were obviously bigger than the Goyin. I mean, you know, it's so they learned for 12 hours." They davened for 9 hours. Anybody good at math? That's already 21 hours. They for an hour they did their whatever. I don't know whatever they had to do. You know, I don't know, shave. I don't know whatever, right? And then for 2 hours they slept. So they learned for 12 hours. So now let's go back. Listen to the Shiloh. Listen how Reb Chaim learns the Gemara. The Gemara is saying like this. If you're Reb Chaim, this is how you read the Gemara. The Chassidim Rishonim davened for 9 hours. Frek the Gemara. But if they davened for 9 hours, then when in the world are they going to learn? 12 hours, ain't that klum, right? It's garnished. Out in the world, so the Gemara, no, because the Chassidim Rishonim, even though they only learned 12 hours, right? I'm trying to say it without a smile. Even though they only learned 12 hours, right? But still, Hashem will be shomer them because they're trying, you know, because they're davening, whatever. Right? You understand now how he learns the Gemara, right? Dirt in their mouth, 17 hours. Dirt in their mouth. So like I'm saying, a person could read this article, right? And he started to realize, like, you know, there was a Mizrahi fellow, he's once telling me, like, you know, that, no, even by us, we hold Rav Chaim, right? Mimshu yodeh kol ha-Tanach. You know, he knows the whole Tanakh. I said to him, Mishnayis Gamken. He also knows Mishnayis, right? Yeah. You understand? So you can read things. That's a big insight in life, right? You can read things. This has nothing to do with rainbows, don't worry. Right? You're not getting a leprechaun at the end, right? You can read things. You can read things. Let me just tell you one more story, and then I have to go, and you have to go. There was a bacher last Moitze Shabbos who told me a very, very unbelievable story. I'm afraid to tell it to you, and I'm only telling it to you if you're a responsible person. All right? Because you'll see why. You'll see why. It's a bucker after. Yeah, get out. Right? You know? There's a bucker after the shir who told me, he walked me to the car. He didn't want to say the story in front of other people. I happen to know the bucker's a very good bucker, right? I mean, he hangs out with me, right? But it's that story. I don't think in my whole life I heard such a story. It's an unbelievable story. But you have to understand the story and not be evil with such a story. He said when he was a bar mitzvah bacher, so he came to Reb Chaim to get a bracha. He's now about 22, 23, it's about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, so you were getting a little bit more than a buha. You can get you can get a bracha, and you can get a this, whatever. So he said that, Reb Chaim's real, Rabbi Yisai. There's no games. It's not like, you know, it's real. There was bacherim there afterward, there were three bacherim. You know, if you hear a story from one bacher, it's for sure didn't happen. You hear a story from two, it's already two eidim, but they might be puzzled. There were three bacherim that said this. They were together with another bacher. They went to Reb Chaim, just recently. They went to Reb Chaim. No, Reb Chaim's real. It's not, the Ruach HaKodesh is real. You know the story. There was once a bacher, there was a group of bacherim that, I know, I'm in a story within a story within a story. Don't worry, I won't forget any of them. Reb Chaim, there was a group of bacherim that went to, you know, that was the class trip, to go Vasik and Reb Chaim. Afterward, it was like, you know, they daven Reb Chaim, bua, loisivashol gdi b'chalei v'imo. Bua. Let's imagine Diba Chalevi Mai. Bua. You know. After the Bokers, you know, got out of the initial shock, said they didn't know what it was. My high, right? So he said the Boker said that he explained the mice on his own. He said last night they stayed up the whole night. They stayed up the whole night, and he said that He was very tired. It's before the davening, and he wanted to daven. So he said he knows that the yekas, they wait 3 hours. He waited six, but the yekas wait three, and he had fleishiks the night before. So he had a coffee with milk, you know, after 5 hours, right? The yekas shabacher got a bua, right? But for him, it's an aver. Bua, loisavashol tiba chalevi mai. Bua, you know. So they asked Reb Chaim, like, what's the pshat? Reb Chaim saw a goat on his head, you understand? Right? Reb Chaim's real. You know, there's a famous story of Reb Chaim. I knew the story, but I didn't know the after part of the story. The story was that somebody came to Reb Chaim, and was asking for a shidduch. She was a 27-year-old girl. So Reb Chaim gave her a death sentence. Reb Chaim said to her, your chassin wasn't born yet. That's a death sentence, to tell a 27-year-old girl, and you're the Gadol Hador, right? I would just lie, right? You know, I don't know how it works in Gadol Hador school, but I would lie. Oh, yeah, don't worry, you're going to find the shidduch, for sure. Right? To tell a 27-year-old girl that her chassin wasn't born yet means a death sentence, because that means she's not having children, right? Because, you know, if you're not alive yet, like, you know, what you can do? Marry an 8-year-old from the cheder, it's a little bit weird, you should be arrested, right? So, you know. So, kitzer, the story goes that this part of the story I heard, but then somebody afterward, when I said over the story, gave me the aftermath of the story. So Reb Chaim, you know, that's what he said. What are you going to do? Right? Ruach HaKodesh. 2 years later, she got married, and they came for a bracha by Reb Chaim. She got married 2 years later, right? She married a ger. Right? Ger sheniskayer, kekatan shenoy ladami. By Reb Chaim, it's real. That's the story I heard. Right? He wasn't born yet. He got niskayer a year ago. That's the story I heard. The story afterwards, even better. So that when they told Reb Chaim the story, they told Reb Chaim that, you know, this was the chassan that wasn't born, that, you know. So Reb Chaim said like this. He said, I also was wondering what it meant. Best part of the story. It's real. Reb Chaim's real. There's no games there. You know, it's like, it's real. 1 second. I was in the middle of a better story. Right? The Bach, I'll get back to it, but there's one story I was telling you.
What does that mean? Like,
he has, you know, sometimes God talks through your mouth, right? It happens to me also, actually. I don't know. Chaim has Ruach HaKodesh. It's real. This is real. He's the real deal. This guy is the real deal. It's not like fake news. He is real. Chaim is real. This is real. Chaim's real. Right? Can't make a cup of tea. Okay. But he sees goats on your forehead, right? You know? But 1 second, I was in the middle telling you, not the Bacha story, there's one after it. What? Oh, that one, right. So there are three Bachrim. Yeah, very good. I told you. See, it's because I had Gaivan. I said I won't forget, so I forgot, right? The Bacha, then I'll tell you two stories and then that's it. These three Bachrim told me the story. They went to get a buha from Reb Chaim. So they went with another Bacha. And the other Bachar on the line said, this is so stupid. This is Lashon, right? This is so stupid. We're standing on line, and he turned to the three Bachar, and he said, Bua, Bua, Bua. Right? Waiting on an hour line, right? He said, Bua, Bua, Bua. They went inside. These three Bachar, after the shiur, said the story. This one they said in front of everyone. The other one he said in private. So, the rhyme's real. Everybody says, no games, right? Bua, Bua, Bua. Chaim wouldn't give Bachar. The Einikel, who, I don't know, they say he runs Klal Yisrael or whatever. He says, Zay, Saba, right? Chaim wouldn't give Bracha. I wouldn't have been able to do an Aveira for about 3 weeks, right? Lashon Hara for at least two, right? Depending how good. But, you know, that's real, you know? I mean, I don't know what the Bachar looks like today. Mustama's therapist is saying, it's okay, right? You know, it's real. Anyways, last story. So the Bachar came to me, told me, Murdik and Maisi. He said he went to Chaim 10 years ago as bar mitzvah, and in those days, like I said, you're able to get in a little bit easier, and he had it all planned. He has brothers that are older boys that learn and whatever, and he had no zitzfleish to learn Torah. What's zitzfleish in English? Zitzfleish, you all know zitzfleish, right? Dry. He has no, not just drive, he can't sit. No way. So he asked Reb Chaim, he got a bracha for his bar mitzvah, so he said to Reb Chaim, they translated for him, he told me, he said, but he doesn't have zitzfleish. Right? And we went to bracha with that. So Reb Chaim said to him like this. He said to him, an hour can stick learn? You can learn for an hour? Hour? That's the worst of all. An hour, that's like a via boy satum. Right? He told him, so Reb Chaim, let me explain. Why didn't Reb Chaim turn to him and say to him, I learned 35, idiot. Right? I learned 35. Right? An hour? No. Half an hour you can learn? No, mamash lo. Lo. Mamash lo. He said to Reb Chaim, told me, he said to the Gadol Hador, lo. He said, Reb Chaim said to him, 15 minutes. 15 minutes. He said to him, look. Like I would have said to the kid, you're a bar mitzvah boy, you know, this is before smartphones, right? Like what even Shmir Sanayim issues do you have? Like what's your problem? Learn, right? 10 minutes? No. Reb Chaim said to him, 5 minutes. Chamesh daka. So he said, Ken, Zanicha. So Reb Chaim said, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Reb Chaim said, he said, as I smile, Chamesh daka of Torah. 5 minutes of Torah, you know, 5 minutes of Torah. So he said, okay, so you're going to learn. So Atatulmad, they translated, he told him, Atatulmad, 5 minutes, you'll learn for 5 minutes. He says, and then afterwards you'll take a break. He says, and then you'll come back and you'll learn another 5 minutes. He says, you know what's going to happen? You're going to be able now, after 5 minutes, to get a break. You'll come back, you'll learn 5 minutes. You know what will happen? Maybe in a week or in 2 weeks or in a month, maybe you'll be able to learn 6 minutes straight of Torah. You know what 6 minutes of Torah is? This is a guy that learns 350 times that amount. Dirt in their mouth, 17 hours. Dirt in their mouth, right? But he's able to look in his musagim. He said, then you'll be able, he says, one day, you'll be able to learn 10 minutes straight of Torah. 10 minutes. He said, Rechaim didn't stop. He got all the way. He said, and then finally, you'll be able to learn an hour straight of Torah. You know what an hour of Torah is? An hour straight of Torah. So he said, this is a bachar. I know this bachar. This is a bachar learns 3 starim, no problem. Right? No problem. Because the Gadlat Dor, you have to be careful with the story. That's why I said I was afraid to say the story. A person's going to listen to this. I can learn 5 minutes. Right? But you have to listen to the story of you have to hear the seichel. You have to hear the das Torah, that he's able to look at him. I learned 350 times that amount. But he looked at him and saw what the murder, no? Good job, this.